beings that you know, beings that you don't know, and offering them wishes of well-being, wishes of freedom from suffering. May these beings learn to love themselves just as they are. You can even imagine a person that you know sitting across from you, wishing them well, making it quite personal. Feeling that connection, feeling your heart open. And then extending our wishes out to loved ones, family, friends, during these challenging times. May all beings that we hold dear feel safe, be healthy, and learn to love themselves just as they are. And extending our wishes out into the larger world, into the community where there's so much fear and suffering in the world today, confusion, dealing with sickness, death, aging. Extending our intention of loving kindness out into the world. Our wishes of goodwill. Beings who are suffering with fear, with sickness, with aging, with not having enough food to eat, with financial insecurity and struggles, with being able to pay rent. May these beings be supported, experience strength, and may they experience our shared humanity. May they be free from suffering. And extending our wishes out to the north, to the south, to the east and the west, above and below, to beings of the air, the land and the waters, to all beings everywhere. May all beings be free from all forms of suffering. And my wish for you is that you have a peaceful and loving transition through the end of the year into the new year. And I look forward to seeing you again come the first week in November, in January. So we'll be meeting up again on January 7th at 7:30. So lots of love to all of you, and take good care.